Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ron Ugly is out. Brandon Scott is ENT Meals behind the glass. And look, here's the deal, y'all. Texans talking is a new segment. It's a new segment that we got rocking and rolling. I'm gonna try to make this thing live a little bit until Ryan gets back. And we're actually looking for the piece of audio right now to see to make this thing make a little bit of sense here. And the thought is the audio that is straight out of NRG Stadium, which is, by the way, the audio that we all get all the time. But sometimes, you know, you just hear a little something, get you good and football horny. Sometimes you hear something that is got to be a segment. It's not something to compliment a segment. No. It is absolutely the audio that the segment is ultimately all about. And here's the deal. There's no doubt about it that the biggest need with this team right now is the offensive line. There's no doubt about it that the offensive line is what the Texans have to get right in order to get beyond just winning 10 games and truly threaten an AFC title game or obviously a Super Bowl, right? So it's fair to say the biggest Texans need in 2025 is the O-line, right? There was a ton of change. Laramie Tunsil's out. Several kind of journeyman offensive linemen are in. The offensive line coach is out. And then Cole Popovich, his assistant, is elevated, who is a coaching machine, by the way. I can't hear what he's saying, but he's coaching his ass off over there. There's no doubt about that, right? And the thought, which, by the way, I said yesterday, like anybody out there that still thinks Laramie Tunsil was a money move, a salary cap move, I don't know how you lean into that. It was clear he just was not a fit for what D'Amico wanted his offensive line room just to look like and sound like.
Culture move, 100%.
Absolute culture move. And D'Amico Ryan spoke on exactly that. Now, we don't know anything about the offensive line from a physicality standpoint. And look, rubber meets the road. We'll see if these guys are worth the flip. But the value in the offseason is very clear, at least in D'Amico's eyes, as you hear him talk here about the offensive line.
That's a great question. Our offensive line, the mindset, I see it drastically changing. I see Coach Cole Popovich, his instant impact on those guys. You can see it from the way they work in their individual drills, the way they come off the line with low pass. It's just the small technique things that you see. How they're dialed in on their hand placement, just speaking the same language. One of the coolest things I've seen when we were working out in phase two, we work out, we activate our guys here in the bubble, and we all travel outside to do our different drills. And to see the O-line come out, and whoever was out first, they waited on the other guys. And they waited, they join together as a group, and then they travel down to the opposite end of the field to do their position work. So that just shows me that togetherness, that connection that I truly believe in. You want to be a great unit, you have to be connected. So Cole has kind of spurred that connection, that intensity, the mentality that I'm looking for. And we have that. We have the intangibles of what it takes. Now we just got to go out and get it done when we put pads on.
I love it. I love it. Look, B. Scott, I'm just here to tell you, man, there is, you know me, man. There's value in every moment you get together. Either you work and you get better, you schedule some level of work and you get together, or you let other teams go to work and you just act like it's no big deal and we'll catch up later and it's a long off season while the Tom Brady's of the world are out there practicing. Even when COVID don't allow you to practice, they're finding a high school field that's surrounded by trees so nobody can take pictures, and they're out there working. Getting the work in is important, and while there's no doubt about it, the X factor or let's call it the most important thing with this offensive line is when rubber meets the road, does that dog bite?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's no doubt about that. If you don't like physicality, if you don't like dominating the man across the ball, then you're probably not going to be very good, right? But you're not going to figure that out in the offseason. You're not going to figure that out in OTAs. But what you are going to figure, the value in OTAs, right, is you can figure out the mindset of your offensive lineman individually, and you can develop a mindset of your your unit. You can develop that mindset in how you attack the work, how hard you work, how mentally tough you are, how accountable you are, how well you communicate, what that connection is, how technically and mechanically sound are you. And ultimately, what I hear all of that saying is, and D'Amico Ryan saying is, do you care about each other? Do you truly care about each other? And I don't care what business you're in. If the radio business, right? When you look at our group of radio guys, and I'm talking about guys that are producing and on air, if we weren't a tight-knit group and didn't genuinely and sincerely like each other, it would show. Some degree, I'm not saying it would kill the station, but to some degree, it would show. And more importantly, when you're together and you're tight-knit, your product can be, your ceiling significantly higher. And with the offensive line for the Houston Texans, if they're tight, the communication's easier, more seamless, right? If everybody's mindset is to be accountable, show up and kick ass and work hard, then the bar is set extremely high. If everybody is as good as and sound as they possibly can be technically and mechanically, the group together as a whole is going to be better, and that connection is going to be stronger. So, look, I know that none of this matters if this group isn't a physical group. None of this matters.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Matters if the five guys they put out there, you know, ultimately aren't talented enough as a group to get it done. But boy, the offseason is valuable for this reason right here.
Man, so the big quote that stood out to me, and I mentioned this earlier when we were doing the Texans talking, I thought this stood out more than almost anything that we got at the OTA practice the other day.
This soundbite?
This particular soundbite. Save for the CJ Stroud news, which is obviously the A topic, like you said, we talked that into the ground. I thought Christian Kirk talking about the offense was pretty good. I enjoyed that. And, of course, I asked that question myself. So I was really fixated on that answer. But outside of those two things, this is what stood out to me the most from the entire availability across talking to three players and one coach, that being D'Amico Ryans. And that's because just even the beginning of that, you know, the beginning of that quote, for one thing, he, you know, whenever they tell you, hey, that's a great question, I don't read too much into that. You know, just because they say it's a great question doesn't necessarily mean that it is, but it does mean that it's a question that they definitely want to answer or a thing that they want to talk about. And that in and of itself, I think, is a pretty good thing. D'Amico Ryans takes that question, calls it a great one, and then proceeds to give you a lengthy answer. And on the front end of it, his exact quote is that the mindset, the mentality of the offensive line, quote, Clint, this is a quote, is drastically changing. So you can't tell me that it wasn't a big deal or, hey, they were just, you know, kind of to your point about getting rid of Laramie Tunsil just for salary reasons. I think that had a little bit to do with it, but I think it was primarily the overall goal. Laramie Tunsil aside, I think the overall goal was to change the overall mindset and mentality of that unit, and Laramie was a big part of that. So to me, you listen to that when he says drastically changing, Clint, he's telling you all that you need to know about how they felt about what they were getting from the offensive line last year. I think from both, honestly, a talent standpoint, you know, from guard to guard, with Kenyon Green not really working out and Shaq Mason having seen his better days, a turnstile of sorts at center, I don't think they necessarily had the right guys. But then overall, and this is not specific to those guys, but overall as a unit from coaching all the way down, they didn't have the togetherness. They didn't have the unity. They didn't have the belief. And it's a real difficult thing to perform at a certain level if you're not together, to your point, but also if you don't believe. Like, how are we going to come in here and do this show if we don't believe in what we're talking about? Yeah. If we don't believe in the guy across from us and feel like, oh, I got to do everything. I don't believe Clint really got it. I don't believe B. Scott really got it. It's the fact that we believe in each other and we care about what we're doing that actually makes the show work, right? Yep. It's a similar thing to this situation. So when I hear drastically changing, that makes me think about last year and how not so good it actually was.
That is a great point, B. Scott, of just like, you know, I hear him talking about this group and I get excited about this group, but the reality of it is he's telling you what last year's group wasn't, right? You know what I mean?
Yes.
That is spot on. There's no question about it. And by the way, like I know a lot of people out there with my opinions of Laramie getting out of the Laramie Tunsil business. All that. Look, it's not a knock on Laramie Tunsil. I don't think anybody ever thought that Laramie Tunsil was legitimately a C on. Hell, Laramie Tunsil himself was trying to convince everybody that he wanted to be a mentor and a leader last offseason. It ain't like Laramie Tunsil is a tailor-made captain on a leader on a football team. That's just who Laramie is. And if you need your offense, if you've got a young up-and-coming offensive line coach and you need him to put his foot down in that room and you got a bunch of offensive linemen that you need them to gel, and in order to do so, you need them to be more accountable, you need them to be present, you need them to buy in, then obviously Laramie Tunsil and an aging offensive line coach that may be just coaching are not the guys to make that happen.
Yeah.
So it's not rocket science. It's not negative. It's the reality of it is. This is not the place for Laramie Tunsil anymore, and I think they'll end up benefiting from it. Sounds like, according to D'Amico Ryans, with that Texans talking right there, it sounds like he likes what he sees so far in OTAs from the offensive line. So, all right, we got 5 o'clock fire coming up next. We got breaking news in the NFL. It has happened, folks. It has finally happened, and I'll tell you what that is next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.